You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 5:35 now here on our Wednesday edition. Companies have moved beyond text messaging now, and there's a more common form of transportation that's happening in some of these companies using messaging apps like Wickr, Telegram, and VaporStream for internal communications, communications that allow you to have a message without saving a copy. And we're happy to have with us this morning Dr. Galina Daskowski, CEO of Chicago-based VaporStream. Good morning, Dr. Daskowski. Good of you to be with us this morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Bright and early.
Yeah, I know. I understand you're just back from a big trip, so we appreciate you getting up with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about this because it's been in the news lately, not necessarily VaporStream, but some others. Give us a sense of what this communication is and why it's taking hold.
Absolutely. So as you could imagine, with all the recent leaks and things that we've been hearing on the news, companies are looking for a way to communicate, which is, if you will, confidential and leak-proof. For example, let me give you a great example from business. If I'm trying to do a merger or an acquisition, I want to keep it confidential. It is extremely difficult because things just tend to leak. People tend to email the wrong people. People tend to share texts, etc. So it's been a great realization that confidentiality and security is not just about encryption, which, of course, is essential, but it's about containing the leaks and containing the information and sharing it only with the people who are intended to receive it, which is a really, really important thing when you are in business, in any business. If you're taking care of patients, you don't want their confidential information flying around. You want to contain it to the care team. So in every industry, that's really important and really critical. That's why we see applications like VaporStream taking hold, because people want to have that kind of communication capability where the information can't be forwarded, can't be shared inadvertently with people who are not intended to be the recipients of the information. And furthermore, can disappear from the devices where the leakage is most likely to occur, because otherwise our information just has a life of its own, as you could imagine, right? If you've ever posted on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I guess, you know, if people are not familiar with, let's say Snapchat is one of the consumer level chat devices that does this and sort of deletes everything right away. I'm imagining with your company, with VaporStream and some of these others, a sophisticated device with all kinds of spy gadgets on it. Does this work just via an app?
Yes, so exactly. It works via an app. The app is the communication medium. All apps have their own proprietary, generally patented algorithms that are used to actually accomplish this, and have various features. For example, if you want to send an attachment or a photo or something like that through VaporStream, as an example, you could do so, and it's not stored in memory of your device in any way. So it's completely contained within the app. So when the message trail disappears, so do the attachments, so does everything else. And that's a very important thing to look for if you're looking for that confidential communication. And again, it could be board members communicating to each other. It could be communications about mergers and acquisitions, or a patient case where you've got doctors, nurses, and maybe family members communicating very sensitive information that you might not want leaking out.
You know, that's the example that I used to start the show to tease your appearance this morning was that. Let's say that my doctor's office has decided to start using this technology to communicate test results or offer guidance on how I should be treated. I'm less likely, I think, to do that via computer, via text message, because I think maybe the phone is more secure, or even in person is more secure. What is the level of security here with some of these communications?
So there are two parts to the security, as I mentioned. Obviously, you want the communication encrypted, so it's protected against man-in-the-middle attack. And there are different methods of encryption. The banking system has been encrypting transactions for many years, as you could imagine. So there are very much existing protocols that are used to secure the information so that somebody who's hacking into the stream is not going to pick it up. But that's only half the story because, like I said, the second and maybe less thought about leaking or hacking, if you will, piece is not the one that the man in the middle, somebody unknown, actually hacked into information. But you sent it to me, and I decided to forward it to Dr. Smith, but I sent it to Joe Smith, who is a lawyer, by accident. Now your private information is there. So how that information is shared by intended recipients and how it could proliferate around, that's another point that needs to be addressed if you really want true confidentiality. So information containment, and if you will, leak-proofing is a critical part of that security and confidentiality that you need to look for in an application.
It's one of those situations where it's only, I think, it's only as good as the humans that are using it. With slippery fingers, I think we all have those when we're sending messages out. I want to ask...
No. If I may, not necessarily. So, for example, with VaporStream, only the intended recipients could actually receive the information. So if I send it to you, you have no ability to arbitrarily forward it outside of the care team. There's no such possibility. There's no forward. There's no upload. So those are important things in a business quality, business type of application. It's not a consumer app, it's a business app. In the business, there's information containment. And that's something very important to look for.
There's obviously the one other side of the story is the regulatory part of this. You mentioned that banks and other businesses are using this. We had a high-profile example with Uber last year with communications that were needed as part of, I think, a regulatory federal regulatory investigation. How do we get around those issues with apps like VaporStream?
I'm actually very glad you brought it up because that's absolutely critical. At first glance, it seems like confidentiality and compliance really don't cross, right? So either you have one or the other, but that's not the case. So, and I'm so glad you bring up Uber and Wickr because there's always a question of when do you have to record something, right? And in fact, in the medical example that we were starting with, you really do need a record of what the patient was advised, right? Because you want to have a continuation of patient care. So while you want that information not to proliferate on the mobile devices, not to be forwarded around arbitrarily to unintended recipients and to be contained, the hospital, the doctor, whoever is the provider, needs a record of what was said and done so that they could have it for the completeness of that patient care. Therefore, certainly enterprise-grade applications like VaporStream have compliance modules which allow the organization, and what I'm going to say is really key, which allow the organization to create a copy of record when needed or always if that's their business, like you said, banks, et cetera, where it's regulated to have that copy of record, to store that copy of record once, a single copy of record, in the organization's repository of record. Now, why is this so key? Remember your Snapchat example? You said a lot of times, and again, I don't know how Snapchat works, but people store information in their own cloud companies. We believe that the company owns its information and needs to store that information in its own system of record. So if it's a patient care system, it might be in the patient record system. If it's a bank, they usually have some kind of a messaging archive. And that is their one source of truth. They don't have to go back and collect devices. They don't need to go back and ask people to produce messages because then they have it, because that's what compliance dictates. When you mentioned the Uber and Wickr example, if you're not necessarily regulated, there's nothing wrong necessarily with messages just disappearing as a normal course of business and not having that record. But the minute you have an anticipated litigation, and I think the key word in this is anticipated, so not even necessarily that you were served a subpoena, but you think you might have a contentious situation, you have an obligation to preserve information. And that's really where the failure occurred, is that at that point, either they were using the free version and had no way of doing it, or whatever it is, I don't know, they had the obligation to create that record and failed to do so. So really, that's the important part. The important part is having the ability and preserving information in a single place where you could really protect it for that compliance purpose.
On Wall Street, there's additional concern to this because you don't want certain investment types sharing information that could impact market sales or buys. How is the app being developed for Wall Street, or is this even something that they would use in the situations?
So, absolutely. So, they are allowed to use texting. The SEC regulations say that should they be texting, then it needs to be recorded and preserved, just like any other communication, right, for the requisite number of years. So long as they could record a copy of records and monitor it for compliance, and there are various compliance regulations, like you mentioned, for instance, not sending something to more than a certain number of people, et cetera, and there are products that monitor communications for that. So long as you use a confidential communication platform like a VaporStream, you place the copy of records in your archive and you use the same analysis tool as you would do on the rest of your archive, there's no problem.
VaporStream launched back in October the engagement module for healthcare organizations. I was surprised to see how much money is lost every year because of missed appointments, $150 billion annually. So this is the apps like the one VaporStream's developing, this could really save money in business.
Oh, unquestionably. So having an engagement module where you could send pre and post event reminders is absolutely key. So it's not just about missed appointments, but imagine you have a surgery coming up and you forget to stop taking your blood thinners. So you show up at the hospital, right, fully intending to undergo surgery, and they go through the checklist with you and you say, oops, I forgot to do this step. I started it too late. Well, now there's a problem. So having reminders go out that say 3 days prior to surgery, stop your blood thinners. 24 hours prior to surgery, don't eat. So the texts come just in time and remind you to do things. And then post-care instruction is really key. To your point, if you could save, if you could reduce that number by 25%, how big of a savings would that be, even such a small amount? But that's not all. The engagement module is really wonderful, not just for healthcare, because we've got clients who use it for, say, emergency notification, because you could preset a stream of communication, and when an emergency occurs, say, oh, the event occurred, start the sequence. Mm-hmm. And various other communications where a sequence of events has to take place based on occurrence of an event. So imagine that that's, like I said, emergency notification, it's engagement and surgical appointments and other appointments in the healthcare space, and of course, many other events where pre and post scheduling allows for higher utilization and more money saving. So absolutely, we're very much aware of what the enterprise needs, and that's our focus, is to make life better for the enterprise, to make it easier, and at the end of the day, to be much more cost effective.
Very exciting technology. All the best to everybody at VaporStream this year, and thank you for being with us this morning here in the Opening Bell.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Dr. Galina Deskovsky, CEO of VaporStream in Chicago. You can find more information on their website at VaporStream.com. And make sure you follow them, too, on Twitter at VaporStream, at VaporStream.